Bro, you're constantly winning your shotgun battles. I'm constantly winning mine.
Dude, I just saw you fucking shotgun 2-4 locos.
I just seen you swallow a whole pizza.
Is that stuffed crust?
Did we just become best friends? What's up, guys? So, me and Freelump were drinking last night instead of recording this fucking episode because you just get that come drink text and we don't have the fucking self-obedience to not go.
I mean, that's kind of what we're all about, is the last minute come drink text.
So, me being a newfound dog owner, of course I'm going to bring my puppy because what better way to get bitches at a party than bring your puppy?
Cutest fucking dog I've ever seen, by the way.
A little mini golden doodle. So, anyway, we show up to the party, having an okay time, we're drinking. Fucking 45 minutes into this party, this kid starts crying.
And I don't know about you guys, but some of us are definitely a lot better at consoling people when they're crying than others.
I fucking suck at it.
Now listen.
Like, I don't know what to say to someone that's crying. You're getting a rub on the back, a little pat on the back. It's okay. And I don't know what else to say. Like, when I'm crying, I don't want to be talked to. This kid was like going person to person. Cry, cry, cry. My great-grandma just died.
I can't tell you the last time I, like, have just cried in front of somebody like that.
Yeah, man. I mean, side note, there might have been Xanax involved.
That's what I was going to say. That's one way of consoling somebody is just handing them a Xanax. I've never tried that method. And from what I heard from the rest of the night after we left, that it wasn't the most effective method. But a method nonetheless.
So, I show up with my fucking dog. And this guy had the fucking paper to my rock at the party by getting the bitches. Because apparently, if you're crying at a party, the bitches flock to you to fucking comfort you.
You come in with the dog. First off, when you bring the dog, the guy at the function with the dog is supposed to get the pussy. That's how it works. But this guy had a whole fucking different plan.
As soon as I get there, oh my god, Keith, your puppy's so cute. I'm like, so wait cute. For it. Wait for fucking 2 hours from now.
I got a feeling something's going to go wrong here.
The fucking night just couldn't go my way, of course. And this kid starts fucking crying. But why we're telling you this story is because he's crying over his great-grandma. So we're wondering from you guys. Like,
and we're going to sound like fucking douchebags here. I'm just fucking
precursor. At what point down the family tree do you just not give a fuck that a family member died?
If you're like, this is a great grandparent.
If my great aunt died, if my mom just came in and said, hey, your great aunt just died, I don't even know my fucking great aunt's name.
And I know everybody's relationship with whoever is different, but I feel like when someone gets to that age, you know, where they're ripening and, you know, you can see the end of the tunnel.
Everyone's situation's different, but I mean, goddamn, like great grandma, she had to be on the last leg. Corona's going around, like
you just gotta, you see it coming, you gotta prep yourself. My grandma died. You're almost happy for them at that point that, you know, they don't have to deal with being that old anymore, as fucked up as that sounds.
Okay, like grandma, parent, you know, your cousin, aunt, uncle, you know, your immediate family, all right, but your great grandma, I mean, like, I just don't know. I don't know the relationship that you could have with your great grandma that's like, oh no, granny died.
We used to play cars together.
Give me another Xanax to heal the pain.
No more fucking, that's probably, you know what?
No more Golden Girls.
With granny. How much of a druggie that guy was, that's probably why he's so upset. He's like, god damn them prescription drugs that I was getting from granny.
No more prescription pills from granny.
Dude, we're going to fucking hell. We're fucking making fun of this guy.
Fucking putting Satan on my LinkedIn as a recommendation.
The worst part about starting this podcast is exactly the reason why we started the podcast. You love the things that you're good at. And we are great.
At talking
D1 shit talkers. And I swear to God, if any of these people, you know, they're people that live next to us, they see us.
Anyone at that party last night could probably vouch for us where it's like, you know what? That kid was geeking. Here's over geeking. His great-grandma. I just don't know how deep it is if your great-grandma dies. I don't know. That's just me. Maybe you guys have a relationship with a great-grandma, and I just don't know.
We're also fucking completely out of touch with our emotions. I don't think I've cried.
It's okay to cry. Let's not underestimate that. Like, no, we're not saying, we're not saying that it's not okay to cry. It was perfectly fine that he was crying. It was why he was crying.
I wish I could cry in front of people like that. I don't think any of my friends have seen me cry. And I don't know about you guys, the few times that I have cried, You feel fucking great after a good cry.
Oh, yeah.
I wish I could get... You know, that's probably why I fucking got this gut on me. It's just all the fucking tears I've been holding in. I fucking
the best remedy after a good cry is a fucking quarter pounder. Quarter pounder with cheese and a good cry.
I mean, a quarter pounder is a good fucking remedy for anything. I mean, a quarter pounder is a good remedy for a quarter pounder.
The Notebook gets me every time if you want to see me cry.
I've never cried watching a movie.
Are you serious?
I've never cried.
Marley and Me?
That's one of the closest. I've gotten to the point where I can feel the tears welling in my eyes.
Watched
I think
Babe?
I'm a fucking psychopath.
Have you watched Babe?
I feel like I probably have when I was younger, but yeah. I mean, and I watched, like, I've seen The Notebook. I feel like I felt those emotions, you know? I feel like I was, you know, I was sad.
I felt a little tear coming.
And it's not one of those things either where, like, literally to this, so, like, maybe back then, Notebook, Marley and Me days, young me was so insecure that I was like, oh, I'm holding in the fucking tears.
I will not cry.
But now, like, with the fucking robotic iron fucking heart that I have, I try my heart. I'll literally be watching a sad scene, and I'm like, man, I feel like I should be crying right now. And I'll try to well up those feelings that I got, and it just, it doesn't, the waterworks don't come.
You know what I will never understand is the rest in peace in people's bio. Like, RIP with the name, initials, and the bio.
Yeah, I don't think they give a fuck about your Twitter.
Like, they're dead, man. They're gone. They're not looking at your Twitter.
I get everybody deals with grief in different ways, but the last place I want my name attached to is the fucking right above your OnlyFans link.
I don't want to see my initials in your bio.
Like, if you got an OnlyFans in your bio and RIP Trevor above it, do you think he's psyched that his name is right there and right next
his
to
his ashes are on your fucking desk as you're getting clapped? Like, real fucking classy.
Now, I'm just trying to wonder if there's a market for male OnlyFans that aren't gay. I mean, don't get me wrong, if dudes are paying to watch me, you know, do whatever you gotta do for the OnlyFans, we don't need to get too into details. Whatever fucking pays the bills, but
Shout out to OnlyFans, man. If you've got the body to do it,
shit.
I will never slut shame on OnlyFans. Like, go.
That's a fucking hustle. Did I tell you when we were in Ocean City, I told this one girl I was going to make OnlyFans. She was like, I'd tune in just to see what you're working with.
She was probably drunk.
Well, let me have that one.
I just don't, like, girls, from my experience, really don't like dick pics.
Not true. I think that girls that don't like you don't like dick pics.
No,
you
girl.
You have to be talented with a dick pic. You can't just send
saying,
a girl your
think,
old cock and balls.
Look, I have no problem sending a dick pic. I just think they're overhyped. Like, I really think that guys got to get a grasp that, like, girls really don't give a fuck about those dick pics.
Now, first off, every person
every
on this
once in a while, hey, if you're doing long distance, that dick pic might mean the world.
That might mean the world. But I ain't doing no fucking.
If my girlfriend's down the street, there's no reason why she wants to wake up to my dick on her Snapchat.
I've had completely different experiences with the dick pic. I've had girls ask me for dick pics. Girls that I'm talking to, of course. I'm not fucking sexy enough to just be getting DMs like, hey, let me see your meat. But, yeah.
Shout out to the guys that are brave enough on Tinder just to fucking, here's my cock, baby. Look at it.
That's a different level. Now, high school me.
Hi, Samantha.
High school me was bold with the dick pics.
FYI, here's my dick.
I was one of those creepy bastards that if you woke up in the morning and saw a Brandon Freeland Snapchat, you might want to take a couple seconds to get to a private location before
you
open it.
Oh, you were
you
like that. Wake up, take your morning piss, take your morning dick pic for Snapchat, and head on off to school.
I actually, just for the sake of the podcast, I'm sure when she listens to it, she'll know. She'll know I'm talking about her, but I don't want to say her name. That,
one of the six people listening to this.
One of the six, maybe seven if my dad decides to tune in. But the one blonde girl we were hanging out with in Ocean City, she got one from me one time. Just out of the blue.
Just one time?
Yeah, high school, senior year.
She looked kind of cute today. I liked her shoes. Here's a dick pic.
I like to think it came from a pure place. I hopped out the shower.
A pure place?
I hopped out the shower, and I just had one of the most solid boners I've ever had in my life. I felt confident. I felt good. I was like, somebody needs to see this.
Someone's got to see this dick besides me.
And for some reason, she was on the top of the list.
You just gave no fucks who got it. You're just like, someone's seeing this.
There was no creepy intent. I felt good about myself, and I wanted to share it with somebody. I wanted someone to experience the emotions that I experienced when I got out of that shower. And me and her are still friends to this day. We never did anything like that.
Does she ever bring it up?
Well, it was definitely weird the next day when I went into class because she thought...
Yeah, if you guys aren't like that, like, what the fuck did she think or say? So like, what was her response on Snapchat?
I don't think she sent me a Snapchat.
My heart drop would be, like, if I send a dick pic and they just opened it and didn't respond, or all I got was a selfie with a filter on it with no, like, caption.
She didn't reply. She sent me a text message, like, not, like, a text message over Snap. But I had to see her the next day in pre-calc. You know, I was taking them smart classes, even though I'm dumb. Stubborn motherfucker.
Nice shirt, Free Lump. I wish your dick was that nice.
But yeah, she actually... So me and her sat next to each other. And she asked my friend Hayden to sit next to her instead of me. Because she thought that I was being creepy. Which I was, you know. But as a high school...
Yeah, she has every right to think you were being creepy. I mean,
of course. But as a high school young man, I didn't see how creepy it was. But anyways, I get into pre-calc. I'm like, Hayden, why the fuck are you in my seat? You know, get the fuck out of my seat. So I sit down. She was weird for a couple minutes, and then we got back to talking. She was like, I thought you were going to be weird. And we weren't weird, and we both laughed about it. And she ended up telling me that it wasn't that bad of a cock. So we're... So it was a win for me.
So what's your go-to on Tinder? Like, for me, like, we talked about this before. We get a good grasp of the girls that we're going to attract on Tinder.
I have a pretty good idea. When you swiped enough on Tinder, you get a good idea of who's swiping on.
I get a lot of Dundalk girls, which for those of you that don't look like
a Dundalk girl.
The people that are listening that don't know Dundalk, Maryland.
Dirty. Like if a Denny's and a Cracker Barrel had a kid and it turned into a city.
Dundalk bitches love Aeropostale.
If you're wearing Aeropostale after freshman year of high school, I'm sorry. You just have a personality flaw that you need to work out.
But they also love Keith Parks, apparently.
I mean, hey, whatever works for you. I actually had a little Tinder story I wanted to tell you about. I forgot about it. I'm actually talking to this girl on Tinder. Talking to her far too long. You eventually need to get to the point of what you're trying to do. But I'm bored. We're in quarantine. She's quick replying. And we're snapping. And she's just steadily getting weirder and weirder. And it's okay. I'm not the most normal guy.
I'll be weird.
Yeah, I'll be weird.
I'll match your weird.
I'll be weird, so I try to match your weird.
I hate Rick and Morty, but if that's what you're into...
I'll pretend I like it for a couple. I've seen an episode or two. I haven't seen all of them, but...
I'll look up an episode on YouTube.
I'll tell you one reference. But first thing she does is she shows me that she has a bust of JFK on her dresser. And I don't know if you know what a bust is, but that's like just like a statue that's just like from the higher chest up.
Yeah.
That's not the weird part, but I'm just trying to build a little bit of her character. She has all these...
Like, nice bust.
Nice bust. And you're going to hear a lot of this type of hate from me on the podcast. I'm sorry. I try to be open-minded, but this one, I just can't fucking not talk shit about. She's definitely an EDM girl. We all know an EDM girl.
Which are hit or miss. Like, I've had good experience with EDM girls, but I've also had some weird-ass fucking
EDM girls who are real into drugs... Pretty cool, you know, but it's like, because I could see listening to EDM if you're tripping on something.
The I LED get that. Lights blinking in the bedroom.
I get that.
Uh-huh.
But if you're stone cold sober, like, there's just, you just got a flaw. I started with dubstep. Dubstep fucking was... EDM's definitely
better.
Wait,
she's like sending you Snapchats listening to this shit?
She doesn't even have to tell me, I know.
Oh, okay.
I could tell she's an EDM girl. I would bet every last dollar in my bank account. Not a lot of dollars, but, you know, it's all I got. That she's an EDM girl. And, you know, EDM girls, they're always like quirky and weird. She tells me she saw this TikTok of this girl using a lamp to attract bugs. And she's texting me this at 4 a.m. Well, snapping. She's like, I'm going to go outside and turn the headlights on.
How did you let the conversation progress to a fucking light bulb that attracts bugs?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I was getting to the point where her snaps were getting weird, so I was just sending her selfies trying to look good at that point. you know, you get to the point where it's like, what the fuck am I?
You're just trying to get cute, and maybe she'll, like, ask me to fuck.
Yeah, just trying to look as pretty as I can. And she's like, I'm going to go outside, turn my headlights on at 4 a.m., turn my headlights on, and try to catch moths.
That's what she told you?
That's what she said to me.
At 4 o'clock in the morning.
A girl that I met on Tinder, that's supposed to be an app, you know. I mean, not everybody uses it for the same reasons.
I wonder, like, if that was on the first day.
I think we've been snapping for 2 or 3 days.
Like, how many times has she done that to another guy? Like, is that her Tinder go-to? Like, everyone has a go-to on Tinder. Like, I have a pickup line on Tinder. Maybe her pickup line is, I'm turning my fucking lights on to try to attract moths.
And not only does she fucking tell me this about the moths, she sends me this snap of this fucking big-ass bug. Like, I don't, it was like a, she said they call them, I think it was like woolly mammoths or something. And I previously told her I do not fuck with bugs.
She was geeked out that she attracted that type of bug.
I don't know if she attracted it or if she already had it or, but apparently, you know how I was saying that the bitches that I attract on Tinder, I'm starting to figure them out. Apparently, I'm bug bitches are my are my type.
Bug bitches are nothing.
And I hate bugs. I'm a pretty
bro. Spiders and snakes, I hate. Like, I don't appreciate a bug, but I cannot deal with a fucking spider or snake.
I'm not the type of guy, if a bug lands on me, I'm going to squeal. But if there's a bug in the corner, I'm not going to be the fucking brave soldier to go over there and pick it up with the napkin and take it out.
Oh, I'm doing that.
I'm throwing a fucking book at it from across the room.
Ah! Someone get it! Oh my god, ew! No, I'm getting the fucking I'll get the napkin and I fucking get it.
I don't know what it is, especially, dude. Nothing fucking creeps me out more than a fucking stink bug. I don't know what it is. Just fucking like the beetles in general, fucking crispy and crunchy as hell, they fucking land on you and like it feels like they're fucking grabbing your soul out of your arm. Like, I'm not scared of a lot of shit, but bugs are up there.
See, that's how I feel with snakes and spiders, man. Bugs don't creep me out like that.
What's an experience with a snake, man?
Bro, honestly, the worst experience I had was when I was fucking 10. We had pet lizards. And the lizard escaped the cage. And I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning with the fucking lizard on my nose.
Was it your pet lizard?
It was my pet lizard. I had two lizards in a cage in my room.
You weren't ready for it and it fucked you up?
No, I wasn't ready for it. It was fucking 2 o'clock in the morning.
But I'm just saying, you know, like, is that something that if you were ready for it with
no, the lizard? No, I would never be cool with a fucking reptile on my nose.
Yeah, me fucking either.
So I finally got it. It, like, ran under my bed. It was running around my room. I was fucking pissed. Like, once I got a scream out and shit, I was like, okay, this little bastard is... I'm like, oh my god!
I can't do the girly scream that well. That was my best one.
And I got him. I finally got him. I picked him and the other one up and fucking let him loose.
Just let him go?
Yeah, I let him go.
They lasted probably 25 seconds.
I don't give a fuck.
They ran into the woods and fucking...
A bird ate him.
Dude, I get a kid having a reptile pet. I got a boy.
I can't imagine. Yeah. Like, people that have pet snakes, I don't get it.
What do you do with that thing?
I just don't get it.
Like, what do you do with it? You fucking cuddle with it, or like, what kind of love does it give
you?
Neck,
like,
look
at my snake,
dude. And like, are you just gonna be the snake guy? Like, once you pass a certain age,
and people are posting Snapchats with the fucking snake, like, bro, look at my snake in the cage.
That's all you get from a snake is one or two snaps.
And like, if you're a guy, no girls, like, you're not getting pussy with a snake in a cage. Like, oh, bro, like.
It's doing the adverse. Yeah. You're fucking deterring pussy away from... If I'm fucking a girl...
That's making my fucking panties soaked with that fucking snake in the cage there.
If I'm a girl and I match with you on Tinder and we start snapping and I see on your story you have a snake, I might not completely write you off. It's definitely going to take a couple more days before, like, I'm going to have to test your character
I got to really get to know you if you have a pet snake.
I got to figure out first why the hell you're doing that.
Yeah.
If you're like a 10-year-old... Like, you're one of those fucking crazy kids.
Well, I hope you're not matching with 10-year-olds on Tinder.
No comment. I'm fucking around. But, yeah, but if you're like that fucking 10-year-old who's like the little badass kid who does a bunch of gets crazy expelled, shit.
Fucking yeah. throws shit at the teacher. By yeah. the way, like,
got mom, a pet snake.
Mom gave me a pet snake.
Yeah.
You want to see Roger?
That's a fucking name for a snake.
I fucking...
Roger?
Roger the snake, baby.
I feel like I wouldn't hate the snake if his name
he
was
He wraps
Roger.
Around my neck and we watch WWE on Mondays.
WWE. That kid definitely liked Raw over fucking SmackDown. But yeah, just like, it. Once you, I got a buddy who's over the age of 21. I think he might be 22 or 23 now. I'm a horrible friend. He's got pet lizards. And I know for a stone cold fact that he's a virgin.
What?
I know for a stone cold fact that he's a virgin.
How'd you let that happen? Like, if well, I had we're not a close very good friend,
friends anymore.
If I had a close friend, I feel pretty confident that I have the connections to get him laid.
I'm a virgin.
Oh.
Can you get me laid?
I'll step you up on Tinder. I'll step your Tinder
game. That's my fucking nude Tinder profile. I'm fucking...
I'm a virgin. I'm a virgin. That.
Anybody want to help me out with that?
Bro, honestly, that might work.
I don't know. I used
like
to...
Like, for the girls out there, would that, like, increase your interest in a guy, like, if he's like, oh, I'm a virgin? I feel is like that a challenge more... that you want to take on?
The type of girl that chokes you back during sex is the type of girl that wants to fuck a virgin.
The one that wants to ride you and break you in half.
Girl that's riding your dick so hard that you're fucking worried if it's going to snap.
I'm human too, please.
But yeah, I don't... Because, like, one of the biggest things I feel like for a girl when they're having sex with a guy is, you know, they don't want to waste a body. And you don't want to waste a body on some guy with some shitty dick. And one of the best ways to guarantee a guy's got a shitty dick is if he's a virgin.
But I think it's also, like, one of those things where they go back to the girls and they're like, I met this guy on Tinder that was a virgin. I was his first one.
Now, if he's really hot and he's a virgin, there you go. Because it's, like, one of those things.
But the only nobody's guys, had the this only hot guy. Guys that are hot that are virgins, they're saving themselves from marriage.
And just that, like I said, the type of girl who wants to choke a guy back during sex would love to just corrupt his innocence. I mean, wouldn't you like to do that? Not to a guy. Not to a guy. I mean, hey now. 2:30 a.m. I've never had sex with a virgin.
I mean, as a guy, I feel like we all want to be the first.
For, like, I think more for the girl you're dating. I feel like hooking up with a virgin wouldn't be that exciting. She don't know what she likes.
Yeah, but I can say, oh, I took her virginity.
I mean, that's always... It make you feel...
To each his own. Obviously, yeah. That's a case-by-case
thing. I like seasoned veterans.
Oh, okay.
I want a woman.
So you like that horse going off of last
episode. I want a woman who I'm going to fucking take my pants off.
You like
off.
A big, thick woman that fucking knows her shit and makes you laugh. Now you got your fucking description of a woman.
Take notes. I want to take my pants off, and I want her to pull up her laptop and have a full fucking PDF file, a fucking PowerPoint, telling me exactly what I need
you
to do to
make
her come.
You want to be fucking spanked, choked, taken advantage of.
Hey, 2:30 a.m.
Playing fucking wrong hole.
Whoa.
Hey.
You ever done the wrong hole?
I have gotten my asshole tickled during head.
Well, I was saying the other way of wrong hole, but I don't know how much everybody wants to hear about my hole. I'll say I've gotten my ass eaten. You ever gotten your ass eaten?
I have not. I never asked for it. I'm not against it, but I've never asked for it.
See, I'm weird. I sought it out.
You were pushing for it.
Now, it started off as a joke. It was one of those things. She joked around and said she was going to eat my ass. And I thought she was dead serious. And I'm the type of guy, I'd fucking try anything once. Fuck it. So, I was ready. And then she didn't want to do it. And we started fucking around joking about it. And then, I don't know. One thing led to another.
She thought you were joking. You were dead ass.
I was dead fucking serious. It wasn't... game changing, it wouldn't, my life ain't any different from it, I don't feel different, I'm still fucking 6'1", I didn't grow at all, my dick's still the same size, I don't think
so you're gonna... would you push for it again?
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't push for it, I don't think, because it's definitely something that, someone's gotta wanna do that.
Would you ask a random bitch to do it, or is it something you would only wanna do with a girlfriend?
I wouldn't be mad if she did it, but I'd be scared to creep somebody out with that.
Meet a tenant girl and be like, hey, by the way, do you mind eating my ass while you're down there?
You're definitely not doing a one-night stand with somebody and getting your ass eaten. But I know a couple guys that got their ass eaten or have at least gotten close.
Do you have Bumble?
I do. I don't use it as much as Tinder.
So your preference is Tinder?
I just think that I don't have enough energy for both. And Tinder just...
See, that's my problem with the dating apps is, like, if you don't catch my interest within, like, the first fucking five messages...
Oh, yeah.
I'm on Tinder, Bumble, Hinge, like...
and Grindr.
Christian Mingle, everything. So, within the first 10 minutes, it's make or break.
You gotta make it into my top 10. The thing that kills me is bitches with no bio.
How am I supposed to shoot my shot at you?
Sometimes girls have the best bios.
You gotta throw something witty at them. I can't come up with something if I'm just looking at a bunch of selfies.
If you don't have a bio, you gotta at least have one funny picture. You gotta have a funny pic in there that I can say something about.
You gotta have something for me to comment on.
Because Do you just go in with a program pickup line that you use all the time? Or?
I do.
You do?
I do.
Do you seem like you would do that?
I do. I have a copy and paste pickup line.
I kind of like to hear it.
I message them, that's crazy. And they say, what's crazy? I say, normally I only find dimes on the ground, not on Tinder.
That is fucking shitty.
And normally they give me... Normally it works.
It's not the worst. I'm giving you a fucking hard time.
It's pretty fucking bad. I could probably come up with something better. But it's original. I came up with it myself.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't
Google That makes it a lot better. I definitely would have picked you up for a Google.
Now, I went to college in Tennessee. So when I was down there, I used the fucking basic, are you from Tennessee? Because you're the only 10 I see.
I think it's a little bit more funny in Tennessee, but...
I don't know, man. Down there, like, they loved talking about me being from Maryland. Because in Tennessee...
You're just, like, foreign to them?
Yeah, I guess, like, being 8 hours away in Tennessee, like, you're fucking considered a foreigner.
Oh.
Look, I will say this about the people down south, is I don't know what it is, but they love fucking motorsports, man. Something about once you hit, because
they've all ridden a motor, they all know what it's like to ride one.
Once you hit the fucking North Carolina-Tennessee border, fucking dirt bikes, NASCAR, that shit is like watching an NFL game to them.
Dude, the fucking
and
the
I
biggest...
just did, I like I try to watch it, but I there ain't nothing in it that interests me.
First off, do they not shit their pants in those fucking cars?
I don't know. I think they have like somewhere where they piss like made into the suit.
Okay, but what about shitting?
I think you're just fucked. Like you're squeezed in or taking the L on the race. Like,
cause you think about it, not
what
only
what happened to Dale Earnhardt? Oh, he had to take a shit. He fucking the race.
That's what the real fucking. You got the pit stop and you got the shit stop.
They probably just crashed the car on purpose. Let me get the fuck out of here. I got a shit.
Imagine like holding a fucking turd in while. You got that car shaking like that. That's not, you know.
You're going 300 miles an hour. You got your fucking Old Faithful. Come on, Dale. Bring it home. Bring it home. Oh, boys. I got a shit.
Oh, boy. That's what their fucking mics are for. They're not even talking about strategy. They're just trying to keep him from shitting. Come on, man.
Dale,
you got two more laps.
You got five more laps.
Pinching.
Come on, boy.
Half the fucking training for NASCAR is just. Training to be able to hold your own
clutching
shit in.
Your fucking cheeks in.
They got fucking, you see them with the weights and shit. I don't know if you've ever seen that shit. They actually like lift weights and stuff. Half their fucking weightlifting is squatting just so they can fucking hold their cheeks together to keep that shit in.
But that's it, guys. See you next Thursday. This is I Like Drinking Better. We outcha!
Bye.